The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly. Basketball has become big business in China, and it is only getting bigger. Officials from the National Basketball Association say more than 300 million Chinese people play the game, and more than 500 million watched professional men's basketball games in the 2018-2019 season. The NBA will make at least $1.5 billion from streaming deals in the next 5 years. China also sees reason to invest in the NBA. Joe Tsai, the co-founder of the Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba, owns the U.S. team, the Brooklyn Nets. And the Chinese shoe company Anta has a 10-year deal with American player Klay Thompson for a reported $80 million. Basketball academies are also popular in China. Women's NBA player Han Xu became the first academy student to be drafted into a professional league. The prospects and profits for basketball in China appear to be going up. The former Secretary General of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, along with Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, is calling for businesses to tackle the inevitable consequences of climate change, in addition to trying to stop it.
There has to be a revolution in the way we actually plan our cities, our infrastructure, and our private investment.
Gates and Bonn are part of the Global Commission on Adaptation. At a recent conference in Beijing, the group proposed investing $1.8 trillion between 2020 and 2030. Their targets include bolstering scarce water sources, improving infrastructure to withstand rising sea levels, and boosting agriculture to cope with droughts. He cited Bangladesh's response to two devastating cyclones in 1970 and 1991 as a good example of how countries can adapt to environmental threats. Bangladesh reinforced flood defenses, built shelters, and trained volunteers. Those efforts sharply cut the death toll in subsequent storms.
We have a phrase at the Global Commission on Adaptation: delay and pay, or plan and prosper.
For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.
That was a program from the Voice of America.